used to. Since this was only December, Mama still had a lot more time to spend, as she put it, being a beached whale. As Sophie watched the air puff out between Mama's lips in sleep, she felt a wave of, I need to do more to cheer her up. Right after I check my email, I'm going to bring her a snack, Sophie thought. Peanut butter and celery, with honey for dipping. She was about to turn and tiptoe out when Mama's eyes fluttered open and she gave Sophie a swollen smile. Hey, dream girl, she said. How was the conference? I want to hear everything. She struggled to sit up. Not that I would understand any of it. You know I'm computer challenged. That's okay. Sophie dropped her backpack on the floor and hurried to adjust Mama's pillows. You do a lot of other stuff really well. Not these days, Mama said. She fluttered a hand toward the covered basket beside the couch. And if I even look at a pair of knitting needles again, I'll probably poke somebody with them. Sophie nodded. The basket was overflowing with sweaters and booties and blankets for baby girl LaCroix that Mama had knit and knit until 2 nights ago when she said she was sick of the sight of yarn and wanted to put the whole pile down the garbage disposal. Daddy had rescued it and carried Mama upstairs to bed. Sophie sniffed the air, but she didn't smell supper. Where's Lacey? She has the night off from cooking, Mama said. Daddy's bringing home Chinese. Yes, Sophie said. Not only did she love egg rolls and mugu gai pan because it was fun to say, but this meant she didn't have to help in the kitchen and there would be more time to find out stuff from the flakes. She edged toward the door. Why don't you go do your thing, Mama said. You can tell all of us about the conference over chow mein. I'll send Zeke up when Daddy gets here. Sophie was glad Zeke was with Fiona's grandfather, Bapa. A lot of the time, she had to watch him after school, which meant endless hours playing Spider-Man. Love you, Sophie said as she backed toward the stairs. Love you more, Mama said, and closed her eyes again. Sophie flew to her room and turned on her computer. It had been Daddy's at one time, and when he had given it to her, he'd built a special desk for it so she could have more privacy in their busy house. It had been kind of a reward for taking more responsibility helping with Mama. It didn't exactly go with the flowy chiffon curtains Mama had hung around Sophie's bed, or the princess lamp on the table that had given light to so many.